The historical inquiry process generally has four stages. We first need to pose a question about something in the past. For example, who built the pyramids? The next step is to research these ideas by finding supporting resources, either in primary or secondary sources. Primary sources being personal accounts of events, and secondary sources being content written by people who didn't observe the actual event. After this, we analyze and identify information. Then, as a final step, we report our findings. There are many different questions we can pose. We can look at events as mysteries and ask if they indeed did happen, like did Atlantis actually exist? Or we can look at the ethics of events. We can seek to learn if someone was just in their actions and find out which side was in the right. Another way we can explore the past is by debating our interpretation of an event. We can ask why it happened and what the importance was, or even if it needed to happen at all. Alternatively, we can look at a slightly bigger picture and delve into the decision points of events and break down what chain of events caused this historical event to play out the way it did. We can even look at counterfactuals and speculate as to what would have happened had things worked out differently. For example, what would have happened if Napoleon hadn't been finally defeated at Waterloo? Finally, we can look at patterns and ask questions about continuity and change. For example, how was this event similar to other events at the time? We can use the past as a learning tool, full of rich examples, and ask ourselves what we can learn from the people that came before us, so that we not only don't repeat their mistakes, but are able to learn from them and end up bettering ourselves in the process.